For Marketplace in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler, and for David Brancaccio. Academics fly a lot to do research, to present their work, but for those who study climate change in particular, this is a problem because flying can be a big contributor to their carbon footprint. Emma Jacobs has more on the conversations about how universities can reduce the amount of time faculty spend in the air.
The last time California climate scientist Peter Kalmus flew on a commercial airliner was in 2012. It was a long flight to meet with research collaborators in Rome.
I'm going to give this like 20-minute update on my work, and it's fun, it's good for my career, but it just felt like I was kind of sort of stealing from my kids.
Kalmus, a researcher at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab, founded the initiative No Fly Climate Sci to support other academics trying to reduce their carbon footprint. The International Energy Agency estimates aviation accounted for about 2.5% of global energy-related CO2 emissions in 2018. But flying less isn't always easy, says Seth Wines, a PhD student at the University of British Columbia.
Academics feel a pressure to go to all of these different conferences and so on.
He and colleagues tried to calculate the relationship between air travel and academic productivity using measures like the number of papers published, and he couldn't find one. But reducing flights can still affect an academic's career. For instance, some universities count how many international talks researchers give. Park Wilde is a food economist at Tufts University.
There's lots of ways that universities can change. How do they evaluate faculty for promotion and for hiring?
Several dozen universities have bought some carbon offsets for faculty travel. Professor Lee Smithy at Swarthmore College convinced his department, Peace and Conflict Studies, to buy offsets for its travel.
As a small program at the college, we are trying to push the envelope and set some standards.
Smithy says professors can also push academic associations to try things like conferences with regional hubs that avoid making people fly in from all over the world. In Montreal, I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.